Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX. And it is time to go to the guest line. Although I guess he's not really a guest because he works here. Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, is joining us now as we talk about my favorite campaign is the Save Our Sheriff campaign. There are people who want to get rid of Alfred Montgomery. I don't. I want him to be the sheriff in St. Louis for as long as he wants the job. And we have a texter who says, speaking of the badges for the sheriff's office, unlike the sign hanging above the door, I hope they got the spelling right in the individual badges. Great question. Yeah. We'll find out. Sean Malone is with us now. How's it going, Sean?
It's going well so far. Rainy day, but inside, thankfully, at the BOA.
So what, first let me ask that question. Did they fix the spelling above the door of the word sheriff?
I'm not sure. I haven't been there in recent days to check. This was a couple of weeks, maybe months ago at this point, when it was brought to light that the new signage outside the office had some spelling errors on it, or at least one spelling error.
Okay.
R-E-P-S-E-C-T.
So can we...
to quote our friend Mark Maxwell, that's exactly how Aretha Franklin spelled it, right?
Repsect.
That's
you gotta have repsect. Yes, for your
it
sheriff.
Does. That's exactly what it says. It says integrity, honor, repsect. Anyway, so what's going on with these badges? We are told that he has spent thousands of dollars on new badges. Do we know if that's true and if this is unusual?
$28,000 for 250 new badges for the St. Louis City Sheriff's Department. And unusual, I guess, depends on how much context you put into it. Buying new things every once in a while, you know, even if it's things like uniforms that he's spent money on or new badges that his money's been spent on, that's not unusual for a department like a sheriff's department to do. You know, things wear down over time. You know, you got to replace them. Maybe some get lost. You're going to have to make purchases like that every once in a while. But when I say with the context is where it matters, is you have to consider that the sheriff's department right now is hundreds of thousands of dollars underwater in its budget. Large chunk of that due to severance pay that they had to give senior staffers from the previous sheriff's administration that were terminated in the very early, actually the first day of Sheriff Montgomery's tenure as sheriff. And so with that, it's one of those where, and this is where the frustration is coming in from the Board of Aldermen, Alderman Rasheen Aldridge in particular, who chairs the budget committee that I spoke to, is, you know, is that expense really necessary at this point, considering the financial situation that the department is in, or could the department have survived for another year with those same old uniforms, with those same old badges? And then maybe once you get your financial situation set straight, then you make those vanity purchases, if you will.
So I know that a badge can cost between like $100, $170. That's how much each individual badge costs. But 250? Do they even have a need for that many of them? I know you have to buy in bulk, or I'm assuming you do, but that seems like it is a really big amount, and we don't possibly have that many sheriff deputies.
No, the department is budgeted for 170 sheriff's deputies. Now, maybe they're making the step ahead of, you know, as I said, things wear down and break over time. You get a little more than you actually need. So if one does break or one gets lost, you've got some extras lying around that can last you for quite a while. So maybe that was part of it as well. But again, it goes into, like I said before, with the, you know, so you're spending $28,000 on something like this when your department budget is so severely just misaligned at this point. And Alderman Aldridge made another good point, too, is that there are other issues in terms of things that need to be replaced that probably are a little more important than replacing some badges at this point. The example he gave is tasers, that they need new tasers. You know, it's something that's like that probably should, you would think, take priority over new badges. Could you have gone another year, 2 years maybe, with the same badges that you had prior? I don't know exactly, but that seems to be, you know, the question that the Board of Aldermen have is where is the priorities on this of what we're spending money on versus how much money's available and what is the real need at the end of the day?
So we talked about yesterday how bulletproof vests expire. What is the deal with an expired taser? What happens with old tasers?
I don't know. I want to get an expired taser, and Ranji, want to be our test subject?
See, Sean, that's why you're the best.
We can get a new and an expired one and do, you know, a little science experiment here. It'll be investigative journalism, we'll call it.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. I think I would like that.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Ranji, how would you rate the expired taser compared to the standard,
the standard taser.
New taser?
Well, we're not doing both. We're doing one.
Well,
we're
got to do both. You got to have a control.
Well, we need a control.
Yes.
Yeah.
And okay. Sean, we talked about the badges, but I don't think we got to talk to you about the, was it a Tahoe? What was the SUV the sheriff also bought for $52,000?
Yeah, there was another new, and granted, I've been out of town for a few weeks at this point, but keeping up with, you know, the news coming out of St. Louis, you know, some, and a lot of them seem to be about the tornado and Sheriff Alfred Montgomery and the budget issues over at the department.
Two giant
but one of them
disasters.
That came to light was the new. One of them that came to light was that new Tahoe that was purchased. The previous vehicle that was driven by Sheriff Vernon Betts, and these are take-home vehicles, was, and I'm working off the top of my head here, but it was like a 2016 or a 2017. So it's not a newer car, but do you really need to replace a vehicle that's less than 10 years old? Again, putting into context the financial situation that the department is in for this budget year, or could you have driven around that vehicle for one more year before replacing it? You know, some of the other, you know, it's not just these three incidents. You go all the way back to other expenses that we've seen have included, you know, lobbying fees fees for lobbyists is one that I've seen reported on as well. There was a tactical robot for about $10,000 that was purchased by the department. And then the electric go-karts as well. They were, you know, asking for money in their budget for electric go-karts, and then it turns out they already purchased the go-karts. You know, it's just one thing after the next that, you know, if you listen to the story with Alderman Rasheen Aldridge, you know, beyond just his words, you can hear the exasperation in his voice of just the tiredness of every other day, as he said, finding out something new, some new expense that the department has already paid for, that, you know, whether or not they have the money available for it, or it, whether or not it's an appropriate expense at this time, it's, you know, drawing some questions and raising some eyebrows.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going to need you to do some investigative journalism, Sean, and I need you to find out about the...
So we are teasing you?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if you pay me, we'll get two tasers, new one, old one, and you could tase each nipple. So
we're
going to do it for real.
Raj.
We're going to do it for real. So I need you, Sean, to go to the old Tahoe and find the mileage on it. I want to know how many miles on that thing.
That's a good question.
I think I might know someone who knows.
Oh, find that out.
See if we can get in touch with the old sheriff. Maybe he knows.
What if there's 11 miles on it because all he has to do is cross the street?
Well, this is a take-home vehicle, so they use it to drive home as well. But right. I don't know if...
And you got to take your kids to school.
I'd be shocked if there's 11 miles on it.
So
yes, that was another one as well that our partners at Fox 2 reported on quite extensively. The sheriff having employees, whether they're on the clock or not, using... sheriff's department vehicles to shuttle his kids to and from school.
I love this guy.
I mean, this is a Saturday Night Live skit.
Like, I love him.
How can this be real? How can this be something that we just kind of shrug our shoulders and say, oh, that's St. Louis for you.
Love him. Love him. I'm in. I want him not only to be sheriff, I want him to be the chief of police, too.
Oh my gosh.
Same time. Like, I love our chief. I think he's great. Robert Tracy seems like a great dude, but I want this guy to be both. And last thing, Sean, before we let you go. So I know the Board of Aldermen not happy. You've talked about Rasheen Aldridge, who has objected to this, thinks it's ridiculous. So what's next here?
Well, right now, Watchdog Group kind of referred, and I don't remember the exact details because I was out of town when this happened, but requested that St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore remove Montgomery from office. You know, the Board of Aldermen don't have the power to remove someone like him. I know Gore... this happened on June 3rd, said that he intends to look at the law and the facts and evaluate and exercise his best judgment moving forward. That's what he said to our reporters on Tuesday, June the 3rd. But they're accusing Sheriff Montgomery of misusing public resources, abusing his authority, handing out unprofessional discipline. This is what the Watchdog Group is accusing, not Circuit Attorney Gore, and failing to complete core duties. So we'll see here. But in terms of the Board of Aldermen, other than just conducting oversight, I don't think they have, and, you know, setting the budget, which they're working on doing at the moment, they don't really have a lot of power to, if they say enough's enough, remove Sheriff Montgomery from office.
Sean Malone, thanks for the reporting. We appreciate it. Let us know about the mileage.
Yes, we'll do.
That's Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.